Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 20th. A controversial Texas immigration law was given the go-ahead yesterday, only to be frozen again hours later. The law signed back in December makes entering Texas illegally a state crime and allows state judges to order deportations, something that's usually only done by federal judges and officials. The Supreme Court was asked to weigh in on the law and had put it on hold temporarily, but that ran out yesterday when justices passed it back to a lower court, and so for a few hours it was allowed to be enforced, before a federal appeals court froze it once again. If you're a little confused, don't worry, you're not alone. CNN's Ed Lavandera says even some Texas officials have questions.
Many of them say they simply don't have clarity how local law enforcement agents can arrest migrants for immigration violations. And some officers say they either don't have the manpower or don't have the jail space to handle these cases, which are misdemeanors for the first offense.
Arguments on the law are set to be heard this morning. CNN projects that former President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, Bernie Moreno, will win the closely watched Republican Senate primary in Ohio.
I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country. I wear with honor my endorsement of President Trump. I wear that with a badge of honor.
Moreno will be the Republican challenger to Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in a fall election that will be crucial to deciding which party controls the Senate. Brown is one of the two Senate Democrats running for re-election in a state Trump twice carried in the past, which makes him a top target for Republicans looking to pick up the one or two seats they need to flip the chamber. But some Democrats say Moreno's victory is a win for their party, viewing him as too conservative for the state and the weakest candidate against Brown. The Fed is expected to keep interest rates steady at its monthly meeting today. People have been watching and waiting to see when they might be cut, as many Americans face high borrowing costs for mortgages and loans. But inflation has stayed stubbornly high, which could delay the central bank from cutting interest rates until summer or maybe even the fall. Even with interest rates at the highest they've been for more than two decades, the economy is staying remarkably solid, and there doesn't appear to be a recession in sight. Economists say that's partly due to the ultra-low mortgage rates that many homeowners locked in during the pandemic, when the Fed slashed rates to almost zero, along with the generally healthy household finances of many Americans in recent years. Alabama lawmakers have passed a bill to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public schools and colleges. It would bar any offices or departments that promote DEI, while also stopping students, employees, and contractors from being asked to carry out diversity training. The bill would also mean public universities have to force people to use bathrooms designated for the sex they were assigned at birth, instead of the gender they identify as. It's now headed to the governor's desk, where it's expected to be signed into law. The US needs some cheering up. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
People in the U.S. just aren't as happy as they used to be. The World Happiness Report has released its annual rankings to mark International Happiness Day today. And once again, the Nordic countries are leading the way, with Finland taking the top spot for the seventh year in a row, while Denmark and Iceland came second and third. But the US has dropped out of the top 20 for the first time since the report started more than a decade ago. It found that young Americans are a lot less happy than older people in the country, with the US ranking all the way down at 62 for people under 30, but all the way up at number 10 for people over 60. So it sounds like we could all use some cheering up, and we have the perfect thing. Listen to our new show, Five Good Things, to take a break from the news and hear some stories that will make you smile. We put out new episodes every Saturday, and it's available in this feed wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.